Can you hear me? Yeah? It's working? Yeah, perfect. Thank you. Do you want to try it, Vina? So here we are, continuing our ceremony. There are many ceremonies going on in this hall. And we're going to offer another aspect of being in ceremony on retreat with metta meditation. And I just want to say some words just to for the benefit of all of us, to remember what is metta meditation and for the benefit that are embarking in this journey with this retreat, this ceremony. And then Vina will join us. We'll be all together. So in bringing ancestors from the ancient roots of this practice, this meditation, to the ceremony, there's also metta. There's also the practice of the divine abodes, loving kindness. Let me just have the clock here. That came after the Buddha. It came within the Theravada tradition. And so the divine abodes are these qualities of the heart that we cultivate. They are concentration practices. They are purification practices. And so when we practice loving kindness, we're not talking about the love that is mainstreamed and promoted, or romantic love that we hear a lot in the mainstream. This sense of benevolence and goodness within you is a quality that can be developed, that we have it within us, and that we can develop, and that when it is developed, it becomes a protection in our lives. It becomes a protection of no harming, because it can be sent to any being without preference. We receive it from benefactors, from ancestors, and we can send it to everyone when it's matured, when it's developed individually, collectively. So it is said that we practice by wishing metta to oneself, to benefactors, friends, to someone that we see, someone sometimes casually, but that we don't have like a strong connection with them, a neutral being. And there's also a difficult person. And I will say that for difficult beings, it almost like crumbles the barriers and the walls. It all is a deep practice. And we're already engaging into this practice, as you know, when we started yesterday. So we're going to practice this, engage in ceremony with it. And I will say that metta, that's the word in Pali for loving kindness or benevolence. It can, you know, when we wish this benevolence to others is metta. We feel this warmth. When metta meets suffering, there's the quivering of the heart and it converts, it transforms into compassion. And it's a compassion when we're practicing compassion in meditation, it becomes a source of support. There's lightness in us. There's a sense also that when we go out into taking action, it becomes what is called anukampa, it becomes compassion in action. And sometimes we need to sort things out. We need to sort grief. We need to sort resentment, anger, confusion, so many of these other visitors that come to us. So to engage in it, lest remember this body, this home of yours, to take a posture that supports you, sitting, standing, lying down, even walking if you want, is fine. You can walk here within us. You're still within the circle, but in a stationary posture or posture of movement. And so bringing your awareness to this posture you are manifesting through this body, this earth, this water, this fire, this space. Feel the pull of earth to earth. And not so much as an idea of this is earth, but feeling the felt experience of solidity. The felt experience of the air element through the breath. Like Bonnie said, imagine that Mother Earth is breath feeding you and you're receiving it through the body. How does it feel to receive that inhale and that exhale of the air element? Just connecting. Establishing this mindfulness in ceremony. Getting ready. Being ready. And within you, see if you have a felt sense of somewhere in this being, in this body, there is a body here. Whereas there is a felt experience of goodness within you. as we receive the air element, receiving what we have been receiving already. Forgiveness in the song that Dean sang yesterday. Being welcome to this land of the Miwok. Receive that generosity and hospitality. How does it feel here in this body? Taking it in as this body breathes in and breathes out. And receiving the support. Remembering who we are from ancestors, benefactors. Remembering that they're here. Making space in this hall for all benefactors, all ancestors that support us in resilience, in warmth, in wisdom.
Continuing to hold yourself tenderly, I will begin to guide you in Dine Metta. This is the ultimate metta that was given to the mother of the Navajo people, changing woman, Istanatle. This blessing was bestowed upon her by the holy sky people in her coming of age ceremony. These blessings you will be receiving, allowing yourself to receive. Through the sacred breath, as a holy earth surface being, we are not free from suffering. Yet our suffering can be transformed into beauty. As I begin this blessing way, imagine yourself, picture yourself, hold yourself in a sacred way. Hold yourself with love, with compassion, with kinship to all beings, all sentient beings. By receiving this gift, you are allowing to yourself to become restored to beauty. thus being a good relative to each other, to all beings. Always being mindful of the sacred breath. Noticing the rhythm of the in and out breath. Begin to ground yourself to receive. Hojongo na sha dole. In beauty, I will walk. Shalaji hojongo na sha do. With beauty before me, I walk. Shikede hojogo na shado. With beauty behind me, I walk. Shikaji hojongo na shado. With beauty above me, I walk. Also, shinago hajongo na shado le. With beauty all around me, I walk. The divine love and compassion the kinship in how to be a holy earth surface being. In its true essence, it means to love yourself. It means to have compassion for yourself. although we may have forgotten our true purpose on this earth, we are reminded through breath, through the rising and falling of your belly, you are reminded that you are holy earth surface being. Precious child of the Creator and our Holy Mother. Allow the blessings to fall upon you from the heavens. With love, we go together. With compassion, we do. Clanship is precious. In beauty, it is always restored. In beauty, you are restored. In beauty, it is always restored.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.